Welcome, yogis, to your chakra talk of the day. Today we are discussing the crown chakra, Sahasrara. This is the seventh chakra in the universal system of our energy centers. And what this chakra offers is a connection to the crown energy. And this is located right at the top of your head, about four fingers width distance in towards from your forehead in towards the crown of the head. In this space, this may have been the soft spot as you were a newborn, and you may even feel that in newborns up until the ages of 1 year old. And there is also a small, teeny tiny pinhole that stays open for the entire lifespan of the human experience. The connection to this energy is truly vast, and it's beautiful because it is part of the connection to the higher realm. And this connection allows us to expand into that light source and into the sourcing energy, and allows us to be tethered to the cosmic energy that allows us to be this whole universal creation of energetic beings. Our association to this energy center is through knowledge and being able to connect through things that you know and how you perceive those things that you know. When you step into that place of mind in knowing, not only is it the knowledge that you've learned through your human experience and time on this earth, but it's also from your parents, from your grandparents, from your aunts, your uncles, from your ancestors. However wide your DNA is, you've been given these downloads and this wisdom over time. It allows us to connect to mindful thought and true understanding, and being able to actually witness life and understand everything that is going on. What is it teaching us? What is it allowing us to see? How is it we're able to dive a little bit further? So we learn to truly be present when we are associating ourselves with our crown chakra. It allows us to really open up and expand our energy and see that present nature, knowing that we are constantly in movement and we are constantly in a state of evolution. Our cells are evolving, our minds are evolving, our bodies are evolving. We are not the same as we were 2 minutes ago, 10 minutes ago, 5 years ago, 20 years. And as this movement is going, we start to understand every single purpose in life. We understand that every happening in our life is giving us a bigger depth into the purpose that we are to live. And it's allowing us to have understanding so that we can help others. And in that purpose, we start to understand what our life is meant to do. It's giving us a little bit of a path line of, oh wow, this is what's going on in my life. This is the event that occurred in my life, and how I can actually learn and grow from this at every single moment to share further. The understanding that every being truly has purpose in life, and knowing that we are able to actually witness that purpose and experience that purpose, is to give and receive and be in a constant state of manifestation, law of attraction. And the curiosity that allows us to dive deeper. What is it that perks the interest? Why is it that you're attracted to art? Why is it that you feel so deeply when you listen to music? Why is it that your entire system shifts when you sing out loud? All of these questions allow you to dive into yourself and truly witness your own nature and to experience your source energy. What is it that your gifts are trying to say to you, and how you're able to offer these gifts so that you're in a constant state of motion? We start to build this opportunity for ourselves through the awareness, through the awakening, through the step into the conscious nature, through mindful act, mindful movement, mindful thought. And it's our choice to be present in those experiences. And it's what allows our minds to be natural and neutral in a sense. And it takes any sort of lack in thought or even over extended energy in thought as well. So it takes the anxiety and the depression away and allows you to be present in the space and allowing you to choose your path for easement so that you can be curious and go and wander and being able to see the world for what it is through your own views and being able to share your collected experiences along the way, allowing you to get out of stationary and constantly be in a state of movement. It gives you that experience of hardship. Hardship is an amazing gift. And when we go through these hardships, a lot of the times we're always like, oh my gosh, why is this happening? Why me? Why this? Why? And it's really all about attachment. And attachment tears us away from these beautiful opportunities and the grand experience of life. And we start to ask ourselves, what am I attached to? Am I attached to the way that I look? Am I attached to my parents? Am I attached to my children? Am I attached to my spouse? All of these things that you would think are healthy to be attached to, but in the long run, it steps into fear and being afraid of losing your parent or losing your child or losing your spouse. And when you create that space around non-attachment, you let go of all fear, and then you are able to live more authentically and being able to really unattach from the littlest things, possessions, emotions, money, religion, political views, your expectations in life. Our expectations really what create suffering for so many people. They expect an outcome. They expect a feeling from an outcome. They expect to constantly have this experience versus just being present and allowing the journey to happen. And when the journey is constantly being forced into this expectation, it's not allowed to shift. It's not allowed to grow. It's not allowed to do anything because there's this hard expectation. So your whole shift, your whole body, your whole mind actually can't go to where it wants to because your little self just said, nope, this is where we're stopping because this is the limit that I had. And it takes away from that huge growth expansion just from one small expectation. What if there's so much more than what you expected? What if there was so much more that is opening up for you, but you already press that I accept into the expectation? When we have these expectations, we would start to see our lives differently. We start to have, okay, my 5-year plan and 10-year plan, and however, this is what I need to do in my lifetime. I need to go to college. I need to have a job. I need to get married. I need to buy a house. I need to have children. I need a brand new car. Yada, yada, yada. All these attachments really start to take things away and doesn't allow you to step into your truest nature. What if your truest nature was to maybe go to college and then go out into the world and establish what it is that you're learning and actually be able to take what you learned in school and go out and share that knowledge versus, oh, let me follow the steps of society of this is what I'm supposed to do and create your own path, create your own roadmap and being able to support yourself completely. Asking this question of what would I do if I knew I was completely supported? Would I let go of anything that was holding me back? Probably. Would I let go of what others thought? Probably. Would I let go of expectation of what I think should happen? Probably. So when we let go and we start to completely surrender into the process, we build. We grow, we experience life differently, and we're not just stuck in this one rut and we're only marching down the rut. We actually can get out of the rut and go down that pretty long, beautiful road of trees and flowers and smell the flowers along the way. Meditation, when we are working with our crown chakra, is what offers us this deep connection for observation. And when we have this observation of life, we start to see everything around it. And instead of taking one event that has happened and just telling our story, we start to take that one event and see the different perspectives from every single person or energy that has been supported in that situation. Our minds do funny things to us. Our peers do funny things to us. Our government does funny things to us. Our families do funny things to us. And so meditation allows us to come back to who we are. It allows us to truly reconnect inside. And through this meditative state, we nourish our whole self. Every experience, all of this knowledge that you hold, this wisdom, this knowing, this is where you get to experience. You start to see everything clearly. And you're able to hear clearly. You're able to speak clearly. You're in a constant state of understanding. This connection truly shows us that we have everything we need within us. And we wake up every single morning and we take this big deep breath. Sometimes we stretch, we roll around, we're alive and we're awake. And it takes this moment to allow our brains to catch up. But our body's already in a state of gratitude because it took this big conscious breath. And the body allowed the vessel to shut down for a moment and cleanse and clear and sleep and have this deep sense of rest and visit our dream states. And the body processes everything that just happened throughout the night, throughout the day, throughout the week. And when we process in that deep sleep, we're experiencing this pure bliss because we're shutting everything off and allowing nature to take its course. This connection shows that that deep wisdom gives us a chance to improve every single day, to grow and to continue moving forward. And each day we can have the opportunity to choose our new version of ourselves. And you wake up and in the morning you're grateful. You're grateful for the breath that you just took. You are forgiving of anything that might not be serving of the best interest of who you are. And you start to let go of worry. And when we worry, we really are praying for what we don't want to happen in life. And when we put all that energy towards something that we don't want, it starts to shift the things that we do want away from us. So being able to make that version of yourself, how is it that you want to feel? How is it that you want to be seen? How is it that you want to be heard? And create that version of yourself. It all starts with forgiveness of the self as well. Stepping into, okay, 5 minutes ago, that wasn't my best self. That wasn't the best reaction, but I was doing my best with what I had at the moment in that time. Having that deep sense of knowledge of, okay, I can make mistakes. I can have this human experience. My little self can be this little dragon that comes up and out. That doesn't mean that it has to take over. Give yourself permission to grow. Give yourself permission to tune into love, tune into gratitude, and tune into who you are on that deeper level. You are truly the peace that the world craves. And when we tell ourselves that and we connect to that beautiful, loving energy, the expansion happens. That constant flow of source starts to run through, and you can start to see the light within. You can see the light from every single person around you. You're able to connect to the higher self and witness the best version of who you are so that you can step into that space. Our crown chakra is so powerful in where we're able to step into and what it is that life is giving to us. Positive affirmations feed this chakra so that your energy center is constantly in that high state of vibration. And positive affirmations are one of the tools, as you have learned over the last 8 days. So positive affirmations. You can say these to yourself, you can say them out loud, you can simply allow the vibration to settle in. The first positive affirmation, and there's hundreds, that does not have to be limited to these. I have found these, they've been shared over time, they've been shared from other teachers. So make up your own if you feel necessary, if you have words that come to you or feelings that come to you in this space of connection. Give that to yourself. So our first one is, I understand. I am part of divine. I honor the divine within me. I seek to understand and learn from my life experiences. I cherish my spirit. I seek experiences that nourish my spirit. I listen to the wisdom of the universe. I trust my intuition. I am open to letting go of my attachments. I live in the present moment. I am grateful for all the goodness in my life. I live for a process of gratitude. I love and accept myself. I know that all is well in my world. I am connected with the wisdom of the universe. I am open to divine wisdom. My life moves with grace. And I am at peace. And as these vibrations settle into all that you are, taking a deep breath in, we talk a little bit more about Sahasrara, your crown chakra, the thousand folds of life. And the crown chakra, the little tidbits, the facts, and fun mystical experiences of energy. We connect into different light sources and colors. So this chakra can be related and connected to the colors of purple and violet and sparkly iridescent. Some people will say pink or white or clear or crystal or even like an opaque, even into a iridescent bluish color. So whichever color comes to you and your frequency matches that, that is your color. Letting go of attachment of what one person said in one lineage 5,000 years ago. It can change. Our energy levels change. Our wisdoms change. Everything is in a state of evolution. When something is in hard printed text, there is no room for exploration. So what is it that does call to you? Our bij sound and the seed sound of your crown chakra is om, or quietness. It is said that silence is what allows your crown chakra to open. However, when you look at a scientific side, there is no such thing as silence, and silence is only through the experience of death. And from there, your energy shifts and it changes and it goes to wherever it is going. So our element is consciousness. And the purpose of the element is to understand. It identifies with the universal codes of life. And it orientations of self-understanding, self-knowledge. Rest your awareness in the knowing and the now. The senses that are connected are energetic touch, such as Reiki, shamanic healings, Vedic Thai. All of the senses combined are connected at your crown chakra. The symbolism is a lotus with a million petals. There is also spaces of where there is a circle, two dots in the middle, and 1,000 petals beneath. And that symbol represents Atman and Brahman, and the flowing veil of petals underneath represent the wisdoms of life. The governing gland is the pituitary gland, and it's in a constant state of hunger. So your crown chakra wants to learn. It wants to be nourished with knowledge and how to further understand the world that you're living in right now. Taking in those picture moments. So if you think about whenever you blink with your seeing eyes, it's taking this mental note and this mental picture into your brain, and it's storing it away. And every single time we learn something new, it goes into this little file cabinet within the mind, and it starts to imprint. As the crown chakra grows, it's constantly being nourished with every single thing that has happened in life, whether it's as simple as going to the grocery store, or as simple as walking outside and talking to the neighbors, or getting the mail from the mailbox. Every single thing that you're doing throughout the day will nourish your crown chakra, especially if you start to bring mindfulness into it, because we're in a constant state of change, and we're in a constant state of movement, and we're in a constant state of learning. And sometimes when we take advantage of that autopilot, being able to walk to the mailbox, and then we trip and stub our toe, it's a wake-up call to bring that mindfulness back into space so that you walk mindfully along the grass or along your sidewalk. And it'll bring you back into that present moment instead of just shutting off and living in this almost elevator state and in this slow motion movement of, okay, I'm on autopilot. I don't need to think about anything. I don't need to do anything. I'm just going to go get the mail and come back in. I'm not going to say hi to my neighbors because what for? That space of mind will tell you what's going on, especially if you trip over something or you stub your toe or you roll your ankle or whatever else could happen on your day adventures. So the development of this is truly to step into that human connection, the connection from mind, body, energy, breath into spirit, and the connection to devotion of love and trust, the symbolism of life, and being able to connect to all of the elements that are seen and unseen, and being able to see through that veil and see through what we have over our eyes so that we're not looking at the entirety of the world around us. When we develop this chakra, it starts to build the cognitive structure of senses and beliefs. And we start to gain this process at around the age of 3 to 4 weeks old until we literally pass on from this earth. So it offers the ability to question, to create, to be curious, and it wants to constantly be in that state of learning. And so when knowledge is withheld from a child or from a person or from a student or from a spouse or whoever it is that you're working with, then the crown chakra starts to get a little bit energetically shaky. And when the crown chakra starts to experience these withholdings, it doesn't know what to do with it because it's just an energy. So it's not always this like high conscious, open, here's all the answers. The energy is constantly moving in this space of evolution. And the expansion allows us to go deeper. And so when we're being withheld from, and the information is being withheld from us, we can go into states of panic and anxiety. And so if you think about the news, and the news gears you up for all of this information, but then shuts you off and shuts you out. It's just like watching your favorite episodes on TV, or a series that you're watching, or even you know, a really great movie and they, to be continued. That energy of like, oh no, suspicion, anxiety, what's going to happen next? That starts to shift the whole brain and the whole mindset and starts to actually shut it down. And it then will go on to this wild spiral of everything that could happen because it's making these assumptions of the expectation of the attachment of what you just put into it. And so it's a funny cycle how it constantly evolves and rolls around over and over. You can work with your crown chakra at a keynote of B and 480 hertz. 963 hertz is more on a dolphin or dog level, but it is also a vibrational that allows the crown chakra to open and expand. When we use mantra, meditation, or even singing, it allows us to create this deeper awareness and exploration. So as we talked about attachment, that is the shadow side of your crown chakra. And attachment, the desired outcomes, your emotional expectations. Where is commitment based from? And how internal is your growth? Is your growth constantly being shifted because of outside source, because of outside people influence, what's going on? Or is it in this internal space of being able to be on the journey, be present, and create the result rather than be the result? Create that intention, see what the result happens, allow that result to offer more and expand. The shadow that can also come out is commitment issues and not wanting to commit or have consistency. And consistency can also be a shadow because you go into that autopilot zone. And so you want to be able to be a little bit spontaneous and shift things around and wake up one day and be like, ooh, today I'm doing something different. Break that cycle, break the chain. It's okay to break that cycle. It's okay to break not only the cycles of the patterns that you live, but the patterns of your parents, your grandparents, your aunts, your uncles, your brothers, your sisters, and live in your own rhythm. Live within yourself. Live your life. Releasing from attachment, and our attachment becomes our belief. When we have these belief attachments, we sometimes can get stuck there and not want to believe anything else. And we are at a state of consciousness that might not be where somebody else is. And that's okay. That's totally part of the path. We're learning, we're growing, we're experiencing. But it's where we think our belief system is the only one. And that belief system is the only way. And you might experience that in life. You may have experienced that through organized religion. You may have experienced it through school, even through college or any kind of sorority or fraternity. There's so much that happens in life that even that cult-like nature can actually hinder all of the energetic system. So being able to tune into what is it that calls to you without attachment also helps with functional versus mechanical. Mechanical is not always going to work for every single person, but functional will work for every single person, whether that's functions of the mind, functions of the body, functions of movement, functions of thought. Just because you can say one thing does not mean that the same 50 people in front of you are going to take that one thing that you are saying and utilize it exactly the way that you will. They are taking the mechanics of it, and then they are re-sculpting it to be a functional experience. So let go of those attachments, build into all that you are, and ask yourself, what is it that I'm attached to? What is it? Who is it? Where is it? How does it feel? All of these things. And how can you release the attachment so that there's freedom? Does the belief system that you have serve you, or does it hinder you? What might be more productive in your belief system? Being more open, being able to see the evolution of everything and how it comes full circle. Also reprogramming, reparenting our own selves, letting go of past experiences and tuning into the sorcery of who you are. When we reparent ourselves, we step away from fear, we turn into love, and we guide who we are. So our balanced self is pretty cool, especially in this identification of expansive consciousness, the sense of oneness, the ability to transcend physical laws, being able to channel spirit, astral travel, communicate with non-ordinary reality, journeying into different realities, greeting your higher self, can become very comfortable with the earth presence, also the 5D presence, the psychic presence, the inner wisdom, the ability to perceive, your ability to analyze and assimilate information. When we're balanced, a state of learning and growth is always in motion. Being able to create mindfulness, knowing and understanding that everything in life is in alignment no matter what it is. The good stuff, the scary stuff, the not so great stuff, the challenges, the hardships, the turmoil, the trauma, every single thing can be turned into a gift. When we are open-minded, the people around you feel comfortable, confident. They allow you to build into who you are. They create the space of respect because you respect yourself so deeply. Connect to questioning the world without harming anyone else. How gentle can you be with the words that you speak so that you are constantly in a safe space for anyone to come to? You have a broad, deep understanding of cultural aspects, cultural differences, being able to respect cultural differences, and knowing that individuals with the universal connection, and knowing we are all one, we are just serving different views of the oneness. We're experiencing this life, this vessel, the breath. We're experiencing our breath. Challenge helps us figure things out. It also helps us fine-tune our shadow. It also helps fine-tune our smaller self, our ego. It allows us to transcend and to expand all that we are. And we can use things such as psychedelic experiences, plant medicines, breath work, meditation. These are all tools. They're not things that you have to do, but they are tools for the expansion. Reestablishing the emotional connection, tapping into the physical body that allows you to also connect to the energetic portions of who you are. Reestablishing your connection with spirit. Continuing to learn and to study and to grow. Dive into what interests you. Really tuning in to, okay, plants are of interest. I like them. They talk to me. I like animals. They speak to me. I like doing things and making music. I like being up in front of people teaching. Whatever that is, being able to offer, constantly offering these beautiful gifts that you have. Your connection to your self-care, your self-discipline. Where is it? How is it utilizing you? How is it keeping you connected through all of your chakras? So when we're not in the greatest of balance in our chakra, we may start to experience deficiencies and also overactivity. So in our deficient self, characteristics can be spiritual cynicism, learning difficulties, a deep sense of apathy, excess energy in lower chakras, materialism, greed, domination of others, lying, inability to see. The senses start to shut down, and also the sense of separation or isolation start to tune in. Trouble trusting the universe, lack of belief in a higher power of maybe yourself. Trouble trusting the universal code. Lack of belief in higher power. Constant experience of anxiety into depression, teetering that ball back and forth. Disconnection from the higher self, being able to listen to your truth. Rigid thoughts on religion or belief systems. And the inability to learn or retain information, which puts us in a constant state of confusion or fear. So on the excessive side, we can experience spiritual addiction. In that sense, it's always looking for outside source to give us the answers instead of tuning in. You know, that could be in spaces of Reiki healers, psychics, oracle cards, pendulums, going on journeys, constantly going outside of the self. Like spiritual addiction. This can also offer confusion because you're getting many different points of view because you're not tuning into who you are. Disassociation from your body. Overly intelligent. Sounds funny enough, but at that space, the crown chakra is very open. It's constantly in a state of sourcing and accessing higher information. Spiritual addictions can also create an over-concern space for humanity, which causes confusion. Physical manifestations in this space can offer deep-rooted migraines, which are no fun for anybody, even onset acute comas, near-death experiences, or death experiences that bring you back into the life form. Brain traumas, amnesia, dementia, Alzheimer's, cognitive delusions, seizures and cluster migraines or auratic migraines. Other physical manifestations are transcendence of energetic bodies, offering energy to things, to the earth, being able to shed and give back and give away so that you can let go of these physical manifestations. And when you tune into healing this, go and look at what the stressor was, what the trauma was, what the imprint was. And when we go back, we can start to see where patterns start. Where education stops being curious, where things are starting to be forced. That can all be a stressor to our energetic system. When our curiosity is shut down or invalidated or withholding information. If somebody maybe lied to you at one point in time or withheld information because they were unsure of that information themselves or they didn't want to hurt you. There are many ways for these things to start to shift. Invalidation of one's beliefs can be a very big stressor as well. Blind obedience. Constant state of agreeance. Conditioning. Especially loved those love conditions. I will love you if. I love you when. I love you only during this time. Yada yada. Those things can be very, very, very hard on your energetic system, especially your nervous system. So manipulation and misinformation. Some people don't ever know that they're giving misguided information because they were taught one thing and then they were taught the same thing over again and over and over and over again. And there are teachers out there that will say that there is a right way and a wrong way. And instead of okay, there are ways to see everything, there's ways to do everything. It's how you create the connection. Spiritual abuse and cult-like behavior can be very detrimental to our energetic system. And harsh criticism that is not really needed or even asked for, in a sense, and people that are constantly in a state of judgment against the person, this is all at a developmental stage. So when you're developing your crown chakra, it's constantly in a state of development, and it can, the energy can shift, it can crash down, it can shut down all through these experiences. And so to work with that, we can go into spaces of meditation, we can use tools such as essential oils, herbals, plant medicines, flower essences, yoga, inversions. Working upside down opens up the crown chakra and allows excess energy to float away. You can fast or work with foods that are at the vibrational level of the crown chakra. You can shift the way that you're thinking, the way that you're doing things, the way that you're talking. So your crown chakra is all exploring the understanding of life and becoming aware of who you are and becoming fully into the present moment of life. So your crown chakra is a beautiful element to explore at any point in time, and making sure that you stay grounded and not to be in too much of the upper chakras, but also being connected all the way through your chakras as you are having this human experience. And it's totally okay to have a human experience and not witness every single thing in life. You don't have to know everything. Just know about you. So enjoy your day and happy Mother's Day. Namaste.